Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. And that's quite enough of that. Sailing Away is no longer the New Zealand number one chart champion, having been surpassed by this. I really need to know, so then I'll stay out of my window. Oh. I probably won't get an answer for that one. Hey. I've got some questions in my mind, definitely need some answers right now. That's Smashproof's Brother, 10 weeks at number one. It's the best result yet for Move the Crowd, the label founded by New York-based Kiwi hip-hop kingpin Kirk Harding. We're joined now by two-thirds of Smashproof, Deech and Tyree.
So a 23-year-old record that you've broken, I mean, is that even older than you guys?
About... No.
Now, I was 2 years old when that came out. So
probably the same age as Young Sid. But I'm 2 years
probably
old.
Probably the same age as you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I must say, as soon as I heard about what you guys were doing, I thought, wow, who's managing this? Is someone who really knows what they're doing? And then, oh, it's Kirk Harding. I get the impression that in your careers for maybe 2-3 years now, he's been a real big influence. How did you meet him?
Well... the first album that came out of MTC was Global Casino. That was Juice's album. And apparently he had met Kirk through various events. And so he got in contact with Kirk when he went over to New York to record his album Global Casino and met up with him. And he sat down with Kirk, you know, on a personal level and played him my demos. And that was Oh No and Ladies and Gentlemen. And ever since then, Kirk was like, oh, yeah, I'll work with this young kid. You know, I'll jump on board. And he made the label MCC, pitched it to the guys over here, Aaron and Juice. And ever since then, I was the first, obviously the first artist to come out of MTC, after Juice. So it was pretty cool how we met, man. It was like what was meant to be sort of thing. Just like happened by chance.
The song that you did with Jin Wigmore, how did you end up working with her? And this is the song, Brother, that's been, you know, at number one now for 10 weeks and counting. How did you bump into Jin, was that sort of hooked up through the music company?
Well, we started like a reference. Tari was actually singing, and we wanted a rock singer to sing it. That was the whole purpose of the song, but Universal grabbed, Jess Peters from Universal grabbed Jin Wigmore on board. The first time we heard it, we were blown away straight away. We were like, you know what, we like it, you know, we love it.
She's got a very distinctive sound, isn't it? Very distinctive voice, yeah, which, you know, arguably the song would have been completely different if Tyree had get done singing it, for example.
Yeah, she really helped us a lot.
The first time I heard it was like an MP3, so I didn't even know what she looked like. And I was surprised to see that she was like, you know, a European girl, you know, because... it sounded like forgive me for saying this, but it sounded like a black girl.
You know? Macy Gray is one.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, whoa. Well, and then I saw her.
I think I read someone say she looks like Steve Tyler from Aerosmith, and she sounds like Macy Gray. obviously,
she's beautiful, though.
Yeah, she is. The video for that tune was obviously, I think, has been a big part of its success, the video by Chris Graham. And, of course, one thing that's got people talking is the element of the tagger being chased. Whose idea was that?
That was my idea for our verses. We wanted to talk about real stuff, and I was living in Australia at the time, and so I flew back to do the album with the boys. And prior to flying back, I heard about these things that were happening. You know, the guy getting stabbed on in Manuera, and also on Finlayson, the guy that got stabbed for merely just some chump change, and some other things that went on. It touched home with me. You know what I mean? It made me think, man, what's happening to my home, you know? Why is this happening? Because it just happened out of the blues. Like, suddenly, you know, the crime rate just went boom.
Yeah, it's not only that. Like, that's one of the main focuses on the song. But, see, me and Sid talk about, you know, like, teenage pregnancies and abusive, like, child abuse. So it's not just that one tagger getting stabbed. It's a whole lot of... a whole variety of, you know, current events that's been happening in South Auckland. Not just only South Auckland, but, you know, the rest of New Zealand. I think that's why we got a lot of support from them.
I mean, growing up in South Auckland, you know, do you think that the area gets a bum rap from the media, the way it's portrayed often?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, but sometimes it's hard because like South Auckland is based as, you know, South Auckland, you know. They turned, you know, turned a blind eye. But changing the name South Auckland to Brother, I think got a lot of, you know, other people thinking, you know, this is different.
And you've gone a completely different way with the new one, It's Friday, which is a party tune about, you know, preparing for and having the party. Did you want to kind of lift the mood a bit?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think that our Brother was a real touching, deep sort of song. And you don't want to keep on coming out touching, you know what I mean?
And you know, and you put the auto tune on this one too, which, am I right, it's not on the album version of the song?
Well, apparently, if you want to go poppy, like, you know, like to cross over into another market, you gotta sort of put like melodic melodies in it, sort of thing. That's why Sid's singing as well in his verse. He'll never do that any other day, like. So yeah, that was the reason why we just wanted to change it up a bit for the single version.
I quite like the way that in the video, it's a party video, but it's New Zealand style, and it's not booty claps around the swimming pool. It's like moving the couch for the party and having a shower.
Yeah, like getting ready for the party.
Using the bathtub as the bar.
The chili bin.
Look, having broken, you know, a 23-year-old record in New Zealand now, and thanks for that, because to be honest, Sailing Away was getting a bit embarrassing being there for such a long time. Where to from now? I mean, you've been spending a bit of time, Tyree, in Sydney recently. Is Australia the next logical move for you guys, or are you thinking just jumping that and going straight to maybe America or elsewhere?
There's a lot of talk going around. For now, we're not too sure. We'll just let, you know, the business side, we'll leave that to MTC. But for Brother, man, we're overwhelmed, we're stoked. We'd like to thank everyone that supported us and helped us out with the song and made it, you know, made history.
Yeah, I think the next stage after this would probably most logically be Australia, providing that it does well. But fingers crossed, you know, I'm just really stoked to even, you know, be number one in New Zealand for a week. Like 9 weeks later, after that first week, was just a hella bonus, man. Seriously, that's like it's like a birthday present, man.
Well, that's great. Look, everyone, I think, has heard probably more than enough of Brother now, so we'll go out with another tune off the album. Which one would you like to hear?
Friday.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Sweet as well.
It's Friday, the new single from Smashproof, and thanks to Tyree and Deitch for coming in and making the time for us. Smashproof have just started their tour around the country. They played Auckland on Friday night. They're playing Whangarei tonight. If you want info on their 17-date tour, go to movethecrowd.co.nz. Coming up after the break, PJ O'Rourke and comedian Ed Byrne.